Well, let's check high school basketball from last night around the area first, as the Atlantic Trojan boys basketball team rolled to a win Thursday night over ADM, 68-46. That was a game heard here on KJAN. The Trojans will now play for a trip to the state tournament Monday night against Glenwood in the Sub-State 8 final. Atlantic opened up the game against ADM strong fashion by working the ball inside to Scott Leonard, who had 16 first-half points and finished with a team-high 24. Atlantic head coach Alan Jenkins thought Leonard was a big key, and he was proud of his team's overall effort.
Yeah, it was good patience offensively early. We knew where the ball needed to go. Leonard was just, he was physical down there. He was using his lower body really well. When they were wanting to front, we hit a couple skip passes for threes. It loosened the defense up as well. We were pretty diverse throughout there offensively, but it really came down to defense tonight. We defended the ball screens very well. We limited their drives in the lane, and just really happy for our guys. Proud of them. Glad they have an opportunity to play for a shot at the state tournament on Monday.
Garrett Franken finished with 22 points, and Austin Alexander dropped in 12 in that win. ADM was led by Matthew Larson with 17. Tajan Ross had 15 in the loss. Their season ends with a record of 12-11. It was a well-rounded team win for Atlantic, and Coach Jenkins thought his team came into the game with a great mindset.
You know, I think our team kind of rose to the occasion. You know, I thought our crowd was good. We fed off them a little bit. Hopefully the community's proud of these guys, but I know I sure am, and you know, we just can't wait for the next step of this process.
Well, Atlantic now will face the team that knocked them out of the postseason last year in the Glenwood Rams. The Trojans have been able to beat the Rams twice during the regular season this year, and Coach Jenkins says he knows it'll be a tough task to beat them a third time.
Yeah, it won't be easy. It'll be tough. We know what they're capable of, but we also know what we're capable of, and we'll be ready to go. They'll be ready to go. I anticipate a tight game. I expect a game to come down to the wire.
We'll have live coverage of that game, Trojans and the Rams, on Monday night here on KJAN. That game will be played in Harlan. 7 o'clock is the scheduled tip time Monday night. Glenwood advanced into that contest with a 68-53 win over Carroll last night, as Andrew Bloom had 15 points and 10 rebounds, and the Rams had three other players scoring double figures as they move on to their fourth straight sub-state final. Also in Class 1A play last night, District 14 final, Southwest Valley pulled off a huge comeback as they win 62-59 over Fremont Mills. Chance Cobb scored 23 of his 29 team total points in the game in the second half, and Wyatt McAlpin had a dozen points as the Timberwolves erased an 18-point second-half deficit with a huge come-from-behind win last night. They move into the sub-state round. Also in a Class 1A District 15 final, it was Arweva topping Exira EHK 61-41. As Drew Shirky hit 6 three-pointers to score 21 points, Alex Kick added 14 for the Rockets. Exira EHK's Drew Buchholz had a 20-point night for the Spartans to lead the way. He finished his career just 2 points shy of 1,000 for his career with last night's contest. In top 25 men's college basketball last night, top-rated Gonzaga remains undefeated as they beat San Diego 96-38. It was number 4 Arizona over Southern Cal 90-77. Fifth-ranked UCLA beat Arizona State 87-75. Also last night, 15th-ranked Cincinnati beat Memphis 87-74. Upset in the Big Ten as Ohio State knocks off 16th-ranked Wisconsin 83-73. Also, number 20 St. Mary's defeated Pepperdine 78-49 in action last night. Police say Creighton basketball player Maurice Watson Jr. is a suspect in an alleged sexual assault in Omaha. According to an incident report, a 19-year-old woman said Watson had non-consensual sexual intercourse with her in the bathroom of a Midtown residence on February 4th at about 3 a.m. Officer Michael Pekka said Thursday that no arrest has been made and that an investigation continues. Number 23 Creighton on Wednesday announced that Watson had been suspended from all athletic-related activities since February 13th. Watson sustained a season-ending knee injury last month and recently had surgery in his hometown of Philadelphia. Watson has not responded to requests for any comment. Well, the 21st-ranked Drake women's basketball team is closing in on its first Missouri Valley Conference regular season title since 2000, and they can clinch it tonight with a victory at home over Northern Iowa. Drake coach Jenny Baranchik says the Bulldogs have gotten off to a 15-0 starting conference play by staying focused on daily improvement, and that won't change.
We knew this was going to be a special year. We knew we were going to be really good this year, and we needed to really focus on being able to enjoy it, because there's too many times, there's too many games you watch on TV where people don't enjoy what they're doing, and that's not who we are. People come, and they come to the Knapp Center, and they come to watch our games because these guys enjoy playing together.
Baranchik says no matter what happens tonight, there's still plenty for the Bulldogs to accomplish this year. UMNI will be a tough hurdle to clear as the Panthers took the Bulldogs to double overtime in their first meeting, and they've been the Valley's best road team the past few years. The Bulldogs have been rolling since the win in Cedar Falls, and the average margin of victory in their last six games is just under 34 points. They'll tip it off at the Knapp Center at 7 o'clock this evening. The Iowa State women are making a late push for the NCAA tournament, and they have a shot at a resume-building win when they visit sixth-ranked Texas.
Obviously, if you can go on the road and beat a top-10 team like Texas, that would go a long way to building a great resume. But, you know, we understand what's in front of us. And, you know, the good thing is, like we keep saying, it's fun to play games. They're important.
That's Iowa State coach Bill Fennelly. The Cyclones have won three straight, but they'll need a big effort to pull off a win in Austin. Iowa State is 7-9 in the Big 12. They're 16-11 overall. They'll tip it off in Austin tonight at 7:30. The Oklahoma City Thunder and the Chicago Bulls were able to pull off a multiplayer deal before Thursday's NBA trade deadline. The Thunder picked up reinforcements for Russell Westbrook as they get forwards Taj Gibson and Doug McDermott from the Bulls. The Thunder also get a second-round pick in the 2018 draft, and the Bulls receive three players in return. McDermott is expected to boost an outside shooting attack that ranks 29th in three-point shooting. Gibson fills a void left when Oklahoma City dealt Serge Ibaka in last year's NBA draft. That was one of a number of trades in the NBA before the deadline yesterday. Iowa State defensive back Mike Johnson has been suspended from the team following his arrest on a domestic assault charge involving his live-in girlfriend. A criminal complaint filed by a university police officer says Johnson was arrested early Thursday following an argument with his girlfriend over social media posts and the music each was playing on their phones. Police say the altercation became physical when the two grabbed and damaged the other's cell phone. Police say the woman told police that Johnson choked her, and officers noted that she had a swollen upper lip and bruises to her face and head. Iowa State coach Matt Campbell said in a statement that the program has zero tolerance for domestic violence and that Johnson has been suspended from all team activities, including practice. And Daytona 500 pole sitter Chase Elliott and Denny Hamlin were the winners in the twin 150s on Thursday. Elliott finished ahead of Jamie McMurray in the opening race as Chevrolet drivers went 1-2 on a track expected to be dominated by Ford and Toyota. Kevin Harvick was third, just ahead of Brad Keselowski. Hamlin prevented Dale Earnhardt Jr. to get the victory in his first competitive race since suffering a concussion last year. Earnhardt led for 53 laps before Hamlin zoomed past him on the final lap. Hamlin is the defending Daytona 500 winner and has won a dual qualifying race three times in his career. The twin 150-mile races are used to set the field for Sunday's season opener. NASCAR's new format this year includes a provision that awards points on a 10-1 declining scale to the top 10 finishers in those twin 150s. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.